Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born August 23rd in Verona, New Jersey, he is a comedian, actor, and podcast host who has starred on such shows as Saturday Night Live, Ghost Whisperer, and Action, as well as creating Last Comic Standing, and in such films as The Incredible Bird Wonderstone, and Jerry Maguire. And now he has an all-new comedy special, American Treasure, available on iTunes, YouTube, and Amazon Prime. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Jay Moore.
Hey man, where have you been?
Where have I been? Where have you
well,
been?
Well, right here in Kansas City.
Show in Kansas City, Dare, get it together.
I know, man. I was just thinking, like, man, I haven't talked to Jay forever, man. I mean, I know we're, you know, loving the time of COVID and all, but you, at least you got a special.
No, when we got to stick together, brother.
Yeah,
you
without.
I just, you know, just as friends go, we just didn't hear from each other for a while, and here we are. This sparks it back up, and then we're back. It's all good, bro.
Pick up
good. American treasure, man. I wouldn't lie to you. You know it.
Of
you
course.
Know.
I know.
In your bones, I wouldn't lie to you, right?
Yes, of course not. No. Listen, you are. You are an American treasure.
This is a best-case scenario.
Yeah? When
they were supposed to shoot a second show the night I filmed my special. I went home. I didn't shoot the second show because it's perfect. You understand me?
Never in the history of comedy as a comedian walked off.
The second show, we get the audience coming in. I said, I'm going to go home. I got some money. I know a great website with escorts. Thanks. Bye.
Right? Listen, no comedian, if you really did knock it out in one, no, you knocked it out. I've never known a comedian that doesn't.
I wouldn't lie to you.
I don't know any other comedian that has that level of confidence.
Johnny, I'm the best.
You are the best.
You haven't seen the special. I can tell. I'm telling you, it's insane.
I can't wait.
The callbacks, the impressions, the weaving of the stories, the getting away with almost get fired from show business, like right up at the line of race,
right?
Misogyny, all that, like all the Me Too, all the cancel culture. I just put it on the table. I go, fire me. Go ahead.
I love
fire
you.
Me. Go ahead, cancel me.
I love you.
Cancel the person. See what happens. You can't cancel love, man. You got love in your heart. You can't cancel brother.
You know what? You don't.
But yeah, I'm making fun of this thing. I'm making fun of that thing. But you know what? I'm making fun of myself first. I know I'm an idiot. I know everybody's the same and cool and great. We're all cuckoo birds. But you know what? Only one of us have the Chris Farley story. Only one of us has the Clint Eastwood being a sex addict story in our special. Only one of us have, you know, what I'm bringing about going to see the Rolling Stones. You seen Aerosmith and Rolling Stones? We always go see them in concert, John.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
why? Because they don't waste our time in banter and do talking because they know they're going to die at any minute and they can't die during a whack song. If you're Mick Jagger, you want to go out during Midnight Rambler or Time Waits for No One, not Ruby Tuesday. You got to get through the crappy songs to die during a good one.
Yeah, God forbid he kick it during Dancing in the Streets.
Everybody around the world.
No.
Hey, if you were Mick Jagger, what Stone song do you want to die during?
Oh, something off Sticky Fingers. Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? Now, either Wild Horses,
how about
maybe.
Sway?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Time Waits for No. It's Only Rock and Roll might be great.
Yeah, well, listen, by the way, let me just say this.
Like it. Just start doing it.
In this world that we've been living in for the last 7 months, you are the happiest, most together, most uplifting voice I think I've heard the entire time.
I'll tell you why, Johnny Depp. When you're in quarantine, there's nobody to bounce your BS off of. There's no witness to share your crappy narration of your interpretation of everybody that might have crossed you or whatever. You're just alone with your narrative, and you got to ask yourself, is this working for me? And a lot of it was working for me, and the things that weren't working for me, I was alone with in quarantine, so I addressed them.
Right.
And then when we come out of it, I have a stand-up comedy special to promote, and it's like, I got well, brother. I feel good, brother. I'm telling you, I've talked to you when I was pretty down. I'm great.
Is it showering with Brian Callen that did it?
Year, I'm a wrestling coach. I do life coaching. I'm a stand-up comedian promoting a special at 50 years old. Bro, come on.
Yes. But
I mean, this is life, partner.
I didn't realize that you and Brian Callen, who's a dear friend, were that close.
Brian's amazing. Me, I love Brian very much. He's always, he's Brian. We're a lot alike. We're both a lot.
Very much.
You can't do an impression of us unless you have a second person to do simultaneous dialogue.
So what's the world going to be?
Will Sasso did an impression of Brian Callen talking at the same time. And at one point I just hear Will Sasso go, I can teach you what leaves to eat, bro.
When are we going to get back on the road? Do you have dates? I mean, because this is going to set the whole thing off. When American Treasure, people get a whiff of it, they get a view of it, they spend their time with it, they watch it, they memorize it with Jay Moore. When will you be out in person so people can worship you up close?
Hey, when it's safe, I'm going. I was supposed to do dates in September, but it was in Florida. I was like, no, money. I'm not going to Florida. I'm not. No way.
No.
Look. Everything will be all right eventually. On my podcast, I have the head of the Bipartisan Commission of Biodefense answering, like, the real questions and keeping the conversation moving forward. So, we're all going to die eventually, brother. Don't get me wrong. But
right.
It's not going to be because somebody coughed on me at a gas pump. I'm telling you, I'm not going out like that. I'm not going out like this. You think I'm going to die during this administration? No. No way. No way do you get to count my body, you orange creeps. And save your tweets, you liberal Hollywood cuckold. Yeah, all right, sure. If I'm the cuckold, how come your wife's calling me to be the bull?
This is literally you, the best version of you, Jay. Fearless, with something to say, and conviction.
Lot, I've been awake 8 minutes, too, so...
Dude, you guys have no idea.
Bipolar. I get real excited.
Yeah. Rapid? Are you a rapid cycling?
I've diagnosed. No. I've been, though. I was diagnosed this year, bro.
Really?
Yes. This year I was diagnosed bipolar. And I was like, oh, I wasn't a jerk. I had a problem. Okay, good. My whole life, I'm like, why can't I turn this off? Like, my negative self-talk starts eating me up.
Right.
And like my psychiatrist I've seen for years goes, well, you got bipolar. It's like, this is what it is. I go, oh, fantastic.
So you'll be running for president soon.
Does that get me chicks? I don't know.
Listen,
look, I'm bipolar, bro, and so am I.
Yeah, okay? Right. Yeah. American Treasure. Amazon, Apple, Google, digital. How can people find your podcast, Mr. Moore?
Everything is at jmoore.com. Everything. And I'm going to tell you, brother, I can't wait to hear from you after you watch this special.
No, it will be.
We're going to. It's like everything's okay. I got you. As far as the world of comedy, I'm setting it straight. I'm telling you.
Listen, I
may be late, but I'm on time. After I've exhausted everything else, I'll do the right thing. I brought it to y'all.
I will watch it.
Johnny Dare in the house. KC.
I will text you. All right. Listen, hey, they're yelling at Jake on the other line because he got more interviews, apparently.
Yeah, like 40 minutes last time, and everybody got all panted out. So, brother, I love you, and I'm real happy to talk to you, JD, all right?
You too. I love you too, brother. Stay there. I'll text you, man, as soon as I watch it. Hold on. What an interesting. interesting guy, man. I was trying to get to the, I wanted to tell him about the last, one of the last great awkward moments, because here's the thing about Jay Mohr. Love him, hate him, doesn't matter to him. He really, truly does not care. He's got something to say, and he roars forward. So you're either laughing or you're mad. Mm-hmm. And
either way, it's coming out.
But man, watching him and Danica Patrick, like, he's popping Danica. And just, these are not, by the way, they're not monster jokes. I mean, they're not like, bam, like he's like whacking her hard. But they pan the camera to her. We're all in Vegas together. And I can see her in person, and I can see her up close on the monitor, even closer. And I'm like, oh, boy. She is.
Danica, I hope you're not too uncomfortable tonight. I know you're not used to being this close to the front. It's a comedy show. Jeez Louise. Danica, of course, became the first woman to win the pole at Daytona. In one move, Danica Patrick silenced all of the haters, and we at NASCAR and the fans respect that. Round of applause for Danica Patrick, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very lucky to have you here. Somebody put a smile on that face. Danica is here with her boyfriend, NASCAR Sunoco, Rookie of the Year, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. You don't really have to applaud for him. Danica, Danica's the star, we know that. Danica wrecked Ricky this year at New Hampshire. That's a wacky relationship when you wreck your boyfriend in a race. In New Hampshire, she wrecked Ricky. Ricky, let me give you a little advice, just guy to guy. Next time your girlfriend asks you, does this fire suit make me look fat? Just say no, brother.
Dude, and everybody looks at her.
I admire Danica and Ricky very much. Go on.
That was when the camera went to it.
I want to take a time out and give a very special thanks to the director of the show for getting cutaway shots of people not laughing. I'm looking at 2,000 people laughing their eyes at it. We just have Danica going, no, that wasn't funny at all.
So good, man. It was so good to watch. I felt like I was watching something like I'm not supposed to see. You're
right.
Like, oh, God. God,
it's unfolding
God,
in front of me.
Oh, God, God damn right now. Yeah. Jay Mohr, love him, hate him. It's going to make you laugh. American Treasure, Amazon, Apple, Google, digital, everything. Jay Mohr, MOHR.com.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9.
The Rock. Kansas City's Rock Station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.